Are you tired of feeling like you're always on the losing end of arguments? Do you ever wonder how some people seem to effortlessly sway opinions and win debates? Well, get ready to uncover the secrets behind their success. In this video, we're diving deep into the world of manipulation techniques people use to win arguments, all through the lens of stoicism. Step 1. When talking to someone, look at their forehead. When engaging in a conversation with someone, it is crucial to ensure that you are fully present and attentive. This not only shows respect for the other person, but also helps in building a strong connection and fostering better communication. One of the techniques that can aid in achieving this is the practice of looking at the other person's forehead. Maintaining eye contact is a fundamental aspect of effective communication. It indicates that you are actively listening and engaged in the conversation. However, direct eye contact can sometimes feel intimidating or uncomfortable for both parties, especially in certain cultural contexts or personal preferences. Looking at the other person's forehead offers a middle ground. It gives the impression of maintaining eye contact without the potential discomfort that direct eye contact might bring. When you focus your gaze on the other person's forehead, you signal that you are interested in what they have to say and that you are giving them your full attention. This simple act conveys respect and can help in creating a positive atmosphere during the conversation. It also demonstrates that you are confident in the interaction and are willing to listen and engage with an open mind. Looking at the other person's forehead can be seen as a way to maintain boundaries while still being attentive. It allows you to show respect and interest without being overly invasive or overpowering. This balance is essential in creating a comfortable and safe space for communication to flow smoothly. By practicing the art of focusing on the other person's forehead when talking, you not only enhance your communication skills, but also build trust and rapport with those around you. This technique can be especially useful in situations where nonverbal cues play a significant role in conveying messages and understanding the emotions of the other person. Focusing on the other person's forehead can aid in building empathy and connection. It encourages you to tune into the emotions and expressions of the individual you are conversing with, making it easier to understand their perspective and respond appropriately. This increased awareness of nonverbal cues can lead to more meaningful and fulfilling interactions, as you are better equipped to empathize and relate to the other person's experiences. By practicing the habit of looking at the other person's forehead during conversations, you cultivate a sense of mindfulness and presence in your interactions. This mindfulness not only benefits your communication skills, but also enhances your overall ability to connect with others on a deeper level. It allows you to appreciate the nuances of human interaction and engage more authentically with those around you. Focusing on the other person's forehead can help in conveying your sincerity and authenticity in the conversation. It prevents your gaze from wandering aimlessly or appearing disinterested, showing that you are genuinely engaged and interested in what the other person has to say. This level of transparency and openness can go a long way in establishing trust and building strong relationships with individuals in both personal and professional settings. By incorporating this simple yet effective technique into your interactions, you can navigate conversations with greater ease, understanding, and connection, ultimately fostering more meaningful and enriching relationships with those around you. Step 2. Tell them something nice about them. When engaging in a debate or argument, the atmosphere can quickly become tense and adversarial, with each party focused on proving their point and coming out as the winner. However, by taking a moment to pause and genuinely appreciate something about the other person, you introduce a refreshing element of goodwill into the interaction. This shift in approach can have a powerful impact on the dynamics of the conversation and set the stage for a more constructive exchange of ideas. By highlighting a positive attribute or accomplishment of the other person, you demonstrate that you are not only attentive, but also capable of recognizing their worth beyond the current argument. This validation can help the other person feel acknowledged and respected, opening them up to listening more openly to your perspective. Moreover, by focusing on their positive traits, you shift the focus of the conversation away from a confrontational stance towards a more collaborative and understanding one. The act of complimenting someone's strengths or virtues serves as a bridge that connects both parties on a human level. It fosters empathy and builds rapport, creating a sense of camaraderie that can transcend the differences in opinions or beliefs. This gesture of kindness not only softens the ground for a more amicable discussion, but also paves the way for a deeper connection based on mutual appreciation and understanding. Telling someone something nice about them can significantly enhance their receptiveness to your ideas and arguments. By first establishing a positive connection and showing that you value and respect the other person, you create an environment where they are more willing to engage with you in a constructive manner. This approach can help diffuse any tension or hostility that may have arisen during the discussion, enabling both parties to communicate more effectively and productively. Stoicism emphasizes the importance of treating others with kindness and compassion, viewing them as fellow human beings deserving of respect and understanding. By incorporating this step of telling something nice about the other person, you not only uphold the values of Stoicism, but also exemplify its teachings in your everyday interactions. By choosing to focus on the positive aspects of the other person, you redirect the energy of the conversation towards a more constructive and solution-oriented direction. Rather than getting mired in disagreements and conflicts, this approach allows both parties to find common ground and work towards a mutually beneficial resolution. It encourages a mindset of collaboration and cooperation, where each person's perspective is valued and considered in the pursuit of a shared understanding. By practicing this technique, you not only set a tone of respect and goodwill, but also create an environment conducive to meaningful dialogue and mutual understanding. In the spirit of Stoicism and the values it espouses, embracing kindness and appreciation towards others can help foster deeper connections, promote harmonious relationships, and lead to more enriching interactions in all aspects of life. Step 3. Keep quiet. Silence is a powerful tool in communication, often overlooked in our fast-paced world. The Stoics teach us the value of thoughtful contemplation and active listening. By allowing moments of silence in a conversation, we create space for reflection and deeper understanding. The practice of keeping quiet, as advocated by Stoicism, is not merely about the absence of sound, but rather a deliberate act of restraint and mindfulness. By consciously choosing to hold our tongues and listen with intent, we open up a realm of possibilities for enriched communication and deeper connections with others. When engaged in a conversation or an argument, the urge to immediately respond or counter can be overpowering. However, by pausing and allowing for silence, we show respect towards the other person's viewpoints and grant them the opportunity to articulate their thoughts freely. The act of keeping quiet fosters a sense of empathy and understanding. It demonstrates a willingness to listen attentively, without the desire to dominate the conversation or impose our own beliefs. Through silent observation, we gain insights into the perspectives of others and cultivate a more profound sense of connection with them. By resisting the impulse to constantly assert ourselves verbally, we create space for introspective reflection on our own motivations and biases. This self-reflection is integral to the Stoic philosophy as it enables us to develop a deeper understanding of our own values and beliefs. When confronted with a contentious situation, the instinctual response might be to engage in a verbal sparring match, with each party trying to outdo the other. However, by choosing silence instead, we disrupt this cycle of escalation and create an opportunity for a more thoughtful and constructive dialogue. Silence has the propensity to diffuse tension and de-escalate conflicts. In moments of heightened emotions, a pause can provide the necessary breathing room for tempers to cool and clarity to prevail. By maintaining a composed and quiet demeanor, we exhibit a sense of calm and poise that can influence the overall tone of the interaction. Keeping quiet can serve as a form of strategic maneuvering in arguments. In a debate or negotiation, silence can be a powerful tactic to sway the dynamics in one's favor. By allowing the other party to speak first and reveal their position, we gain valuable insights that can inform our own responses and counterarguments effectively. The ability to remain silent and observant signifies a strength of character and conviction. It is a conscious choice to prioritize understanding over assertion, wisdom over impulse, and contemplation over reactivity. By embracing silence as a strategic and mindful tool in our interactions, we can cultivate deeper connections with others, foster empathy and understanding, promote self-awareness and introspection, navigate conflicts with grace and wisdom, and exert agency and empowerment in our engagements. Ultimately, in a world inundated with noise and clamor, the art of quietness emerges as a beacon of tranquility and wisdom, guiding us towards more meaningful and harmonious interactions with others. Step 4. Sharing stories helps you understand others' feelings. Storytelling is a powerful tool that allows us to share our experiences, beliefs, and emotions with others. When we share our stories, we are essentially opening up a window into our inner world, giving others a glimpse of our thoughts and feelings. In doing so, we not only express ourselves, but also invite others to understand and connect with us on a deeper level. Sharing stories can help us understand others' feelings by providing insights into their experiences and perspectives. When we listen to someone else's story, we step into their shoes and see the world through their eyes. This process of empathy building is essential for fostering understanding and building meaningful relationships. Storytelling allows us to find common ground with others as we realize that our experiences, no matter how different, often have shared emotional elements. By sharing stories, we create a bridge that connects us with others, enabling us to relate to their struggles, joys, and challenges. When we share stories, we also practice active listening, an essential skill for understanding others' feelings. By paying close attention to the nuances of someone's narrative, we can pick up on subtle cues and emotions that reveal their inner state. Through active listening, we demonstrate our willingness to engage with others and validate their experiences, which can promote trust and mutual understanding. Sharing stories helps us develop our emotional intelligence, the ability to recognize, understand, and manage our own emotions, as well as those of others. By engaging in storytelling, we become more attuned to the emotions underlying people's words and actions, allowing us to respond with empathy and sensitivity. When we listen to stories from people of diverse backgrounds, we gain a broader understanding of the multifaceted nature of human emotions and behaviors. This exposure to diverse stories can challenge our assumptions, broaden our horizons, and cultivate a sense of empathy for others. By expressing our emotions and experiences through storytelling, we can release pent-up feelings, gain insights into our struggles, and find solace in the act of sharing. For the listener, hearing someone else's story can be validating and empowering, offering a sense of connection and solidarity in shared human experiences. By sharing our stories and listening to the stories of others, we create a space for mutual understanding, compassion, and growth. So, the next time you engage in a conversation, remember the transformative power of storytelling in building bridges, expanding perspectives, and deepening human connections. Step 5. Stay calm and agree when others want to argue. Remaining calm and agreeable in the face of conflict is a powerful tactic that can help us navigate challenging interactions with grace and wisdom. The ability to stay composed and composed in the midst of heated debates or disagreements is a skill that is highly valued in many philosophical traditions, including Stoicism. This approach is not about capitulating or giving in to the other person's demands. Rather, it is about maintaining control over our own emotions and reactions in order to influence the course of the discussion in a positive and constructive manner. When we encounter individuals who are intent on provoking us or engaging in arguments, our first instinct might be to react defensively or counter-aggressively. However, this reactive approach often only serves to escalate the conflict and hinder meaningful communication. By remaining calm and agreeable, we can disrupt this cycle of conflict and create space for more productive dialogue to take place. When we choose to stay calm and agreeable in the face of arguments, we demonstrate a sense of maturity and emotional intelligence that can help to diffuse tensions and de-escalate conflicts. Rather than meeting aggression with aggression or hostility with hostility, we can opt for a more measured and rational approach that prioritizes understanding and empathy. Agreeing with someone during an argument does not mean abandoning our own beliefs or values. Instead, it involves acknowledging the other person's perspective and finding common ground from which to build a more constructive dialogue. This does not necessarily mean that we have to agree with everything the other person is saying. Rather, it means showing respect for their viewpoint and seeking opportunities for mutual understanding. By staying calm and agreeable, we not only avoid unnecessary confrontations and power struggles, but also create an environment where both parties feel heard and valued. This approach can help to foster trust and goodwill between individuals, paving the way for more meaningful and productive interactions in the future. Staying calm and agreeable during arguments can also help us to develop our own emotional resilience and self-mastery. By practicing patience and restraint in the face of adversity, we strengthen our ability to navigate challenging situations with grace and poise. When we model respect, understanding, and compassion in the face of conflict, we not only contribute to more positive outcomes in individual interactions, but also help to cultivate a culture of mutual respect and empathy in the broader community. By choosing to respond with composure and understanding, we can diffuse tensions, promote constructive dialogue, and cultivate healthier and more harmonious relationships with those around us. As we learn to master our own emotions and reactions, we empower ourselves to influence the course of discussions in a positive and meaningful way. Through the practice of emotional resilience and self-control, we can embody the principles of Stoicism and lead by example in creating a more compassionate and empathetic world. Step 6. Making people puzzled is a good way to handle situations. When we intentionally make people puzzled during a discussion or argument, we are essentially prompting them to pause and think deeply about the issue at hand. This technique can disrupt the usual flow of conversation and compel individuals to reevaluate their positions or assumptions. Imagine a scenario where two people are engaged in a heated debate about a controversial topic. As tensions rise and arguments become more entrenched, introducing an element of puzzlement can serve as a potent tool to shift the dynamics of the conversation. By posing a question or presenting a challenging viewpoint that catches the other person off guard, we force them to step back and reassess their stance. The act of making someone puzzled is not about confusing or misleading them, but rather about sparking introspection and contemplation. It encourages individuals to look beyond the surface level of the discussion and delve into the deeper layers of reasoning and logic. This approach aligns with the Stoic philosophy of engaging in rational discourse and seeking truth through thoughtful inquiry. When we introduce a new angle or perspective that the other person has not considered, we disrupt their cognitive patterns and compel them to think more critically. This disruption can break down their defenses and create an opening for us to present our own arguments more effectively. Creating a sense of puzzlement can foster a more collaborative and constructive dialogue. Instead of engaging in a confrontational exchange of ideas, we encourage mutual exploration and discovery. By challenging the other person to think deeply and reflect on their beliefs, we invite them to participate in a shared journey of intellectual exploration. Making people puzzled can be a powerful tool for problem-solving and conflict resolution. In situations where emotions run high and tensions escalate, introducing a moment of bewilderment can serve as a circuit breaker. By shifting the focus from entrenched positions to a more reflective and contemplative mindset, we create space for finding common ground and seeking mutually beneficial solutions. It is important to note that the goal of making people puzzled is not to manipulate or deceive them, but to stimulate genuine reflection and critical thinking. This technique is rooted in the principles of intellectual honesty and ethical engagement. By challenging others to reconsider their perspectives and explore alternative viewpoints, we promote a culture of intellectual rigor and open-mindedness. By introducing an element of curiosity and intrigue, we encourage deeper reflection, foster critical thinking, and promote intellectual engagement. This technique aligns with the Stoic emphasis on rational discourse and the pursuit of truth through thoughtful inquiry. When used thoughtfully and ethically, making people puzzled can be a powerful tool for winning arguments, resolving conflicts, and fostering a spirit of collaboration and open-mindedness. Overall, by incorporating the teachings of Stoicism into our communication practices, we can navigate the manipulation techniques used in arguments with grace and integrity. By cultivating qualities such as empathy, kindness, and resilience, we can engage in meaningful dialogues that promote understanding and mutual respect. Let us embrace the wisdom of Stoicism and strive to communicate with mindfulness, authenticity, and compassion in all our interactions.